Thomas? And I go, no, I'm Thomas. As predicted on Monday of this past week, all the Easter eggs, all the Easter baskets got placed on a shelf marked half price. Because to the world, Easter is a day. But to the church, Easter is a season. And we are in Easter tide. So it makes perfect sense that the story, a familiar story of Thomas, comes up almost every year right after the resurrection. And I don't know about you, but I grew up in a house where we couldn't ask questions. We were not allowed to ask questions. You especially didn't ask questions about faith. Tragedy would happen. My mom would say, well, everything happens for a reason. God knows what God's doing. They had to be there. And I was going, what? Children dying in Africa from hunger and there's a reason? You're not supposed to question God. Just accept it and move on. So this text is for those of us who were not allowed to ask questions. And I couldn't wait to get to college. And I couldn't wait to get to seminary because I had lots and lots of questions. Here Jesus is, I think, still teaching. There was a book written that I read 30 years ago now. It's called Interpreting the Miracle Stories. And the thesis of the book was that Jesus was such an amazing teacher that even in the miracle stories, he was teaching people. And I would argue, even in the resurrection stories, Jesus is teaching. And, you know, we're still fighting that phrase, Doubting Thomas, that some of the holier-than-thou-itis people had in the 1950s. And I don't ever think that this is a story about doubt or that Thomas is less than an apostle of the others, because Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene in a very tender way that we read last week. Jesus appears to all the other disciples and says, peace be with you. There's nothing doubtful about Thomas. He's just a realist. He's just realistic. In chapter 11, when Jesus says, we're going to go to Judea, the disciples are saying, no, you can't go there. You were almost killed there once. Stay out of that part of the country. And Thomas says, let us go and die with him. Now that's a disciple. But whether it's a story about doubt or faith, I don't know. I don't think it's either. I don't think that's what this story is about. I think this story is about the fact that Christ is resurrected and the resurrected Christ is wounded. That when he popped out of the tomb, all of the scars are still with him. And those scars say, I died for the poor. I died for the hungry. I died for the kid that didn't get the Easter basket. I died for the kid who was asking questions. I died for those who the rest of the world will not find acceptable. And he carries those wounds with us. There was a poem that was written, I heard about it probably 10 years ago. And the Pope recently drew attention to it. And it goes, soul of Christ, sanctify us. Body of Christ, save us. Blood of Christ, inebriate us. Water from the side of Christ, wash us. Passion of Christ, comfort us. O good Jesus, hear us. Hide us in your wounds. Do not allow us to separate from you, from the evil of our enemies. Defend us. In the hour of our death, call us and command us to come with you so that we may praise you and your saints forever and ever. I love that phrase, let us hide in your wounds. Because the wounded Christ is continually trying to be revealed to us every day. I was going to visit a soldier the other day, and he didn't want a chaplain to come and visit. I looked in his chart, and he's a year younger than me. He was on his sixth marriage. A lot of addiction in his past. Surprise. And yet he didn't want help. And I think Christ is constantly coming to us, and we close our eyes and say, no, Christ, stay away, because we know what he's going to do. Christ will reveal himself to us and then call us to go serve the people that he died for, the hungry, the poor, the sick. So I think on this day we have a decision to make. We can stay hidden from Christ, or we can pray for boldness, that the resurrected Christ will be revealed in our lives in a new and bold way. And if that happens, friends, buckle your seatbelts, because it'll be a rough ride. May God give us courage to find the risen Christ this day and always. Amen.